Hi, Cecil.
Hey, Cezura.
And I'm Jermaine.
And welcome back to another episode of Clarity's
Hush Podcast. I can't believe we have not talked about this on Hush Podcast. When I saw it, I was like, yeah, makes sense. We want to talk about the power of makeup.
Oh,
is it empowering or is it redundant?
Jeng.
Whoever said that.
Okay. Yeah. Today we have someone that I followed on TikTok and her videos always come up on my For You page for a long time. It's Viv's Beauty Notes, Vivian!
Yay. Hi, Vivian!
Oh my god.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
As of the time of recording, she has 52.9k followers.
Nice.
But I'm pretty sure by the time you see this, it will be much more than that.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me. I'm Vivian. Nice to meet all of you. So apart from creating content on TikTok as well, I'm also a full-time makeup artist. And I'm so happy to be here because like, I always like tell people that this is like the girls podcast. Yeah. And so like, I feel like it's like I'm being validated as like a girls girl.
What do you mean?
So, like, thank you so much, girl.
You are.
Thank you.
Thank you. Especially her content. It really helps girls out there that want to learn how to, you know, enhance their beautiful features on a budget and things like that. Just so versatile.
Rate our makeup today.
Oh my gosh.
Jing.
Come.
10 upon 10.
Oh. 10 upon 10?
Oh, sorry, 100 upon 10. Sorry. No, seriously, I'm not even kidding. Like, your skin looks really good. Skin is like one of the first things I look at.
I'm getting a bit nervous. She's like,
why?
She's her eyes shifting.
Yeah, I want to say, right, like, your eyeshadow, like, is so beautiful. It's so subtly pink.
Babe, it's one color.
I know, I can tell. I can tell that it's just one color, but it's like,
Azura is just beautiful.
And your lashes, like that one.
Her lashes so nice. Are, like, so beautiful.
Yeah, like, it's...
She don't even need falsies.
They're natural.
Very, very good.
Do you curl really them, babe?
No.
Oh my god, I'm so
really
envious.
No, she came out of the womb looking like this.
It's very nice. Sorry, if you have a chance, please go look at it.
Azura is someone that probably doesn't really need makeup.
That's
a lie, guys.
Okay, maybe just eyebrows.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, your brows are also very nice. All of you are very pretty. Stop putting me on the spot, everybody. You expect me to say that it's not nice, I'm just kidding.
How often do we all wear makeup? Let's just go down the line. Hazy, how often do you wear makeup?
Okay, honestly, before that, can I just say the next 45 minutes will be... just be us praising each other.
Girls. Girls.
Okay, honestly, it's getting less and less.
Oh.
I actually enjoy going out in my bare skin, my bare face.
Nice.
A lot of people will ask me, hey, Hazel, are you overworking? You look so tired. I'm just like, nah, it's just because I don't have makeup on.
Mm.
But I love it. You know, it makes me feel comfortable. It makes me feel like my skin can breathe. Mm. So last year I hosted the NDP and after like 8 intense weeks of like having full on makeup under the sun, I sweat and all of those, right? My skin became really, really, really clogged and pimples surfaced. So after that, I really took a step back and allowed my skin to breathe. You can still see some marks here. Let me just show you. Mm-hmm. But it's concealable. But right now, I just try to, you know, tone it down a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say I only wear full face makeup when I have to work or like film. So maybe 4 times a week. Oh my gosh, it says you a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
What about you, Zura?
I try not to wear makeup whenever I can. I think I used to wear it a little bit less because when it's thick, right? But now that I'm on the night show and I got to go live on TikTok every night, I've got a set of everything I use at home at work as well. And I slap it on every day and I'm not very happy about that.
But you know TikTok got filters, right?
Got beauty filters.
Don't know, but I'm like
it's very nice, like, actually.
I know, but I'm that proud ass bitch who likes to go like, this is no filter, by the way. But I'm very lazy. So really, it's just like, tint, blush, and brows most of the time.
She can't leave a house without brows done.
Like, correct.
It always has to be. We call them the 2016 brows.
Viv, what? It's great.
Pretty,
what?
Yeah, the like the very carved brows, and very like the framing the face kind of thing.
But I cannot seem to.
In 2016, we'll say on fleek. Now we don't say that. Now we say slay. Makeup wise, I think, you know, similar to Hazy, I only wear foundation when I have to work or I'm on screen.
Let me just say, Jermaine has the best skin
ever. She has
ever.
The best skin.
Oh my gosh, look
like,
at this.
Looks so
it's really
nice.
45 minutes of praising each other. I love it.
It's glass.
Thank you. It's like glass.
Point on that.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks. So that's why I only wear foundation if I really have to be on screen because it does make a difference, right? Full coverage makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But on the daily, it'll just be, you know, I have this saying with my boyfriend where he's like, okay, what kind of beat are you doing today? I'll be like, oh, I'm going for a 50% beat. Oh, I'm going for a 25% beat.
It's fine to know the timer.
Yes. Yeah, because he's like, I only take 2 minutes to get ready, so I need to know how long. So he knows now how much a 25% beat is going to...
How long is that?
How long it's going to take.
25% is how long?
Is about 20 minutes.
Okay.
50? 50 is about
45.
Whoa, very long. 100% beat is like an hour and a half.
Mm. Oh, wow.
With hair and all that.
Okay.
It's a serious, yeah. But I find it therapeutic.
Oh my gosh, I want to say the same thing.
Yeah.
I feel like makeup is like therapy. Like the process of application is like, it's very like you're caring for yourself and you know, right? And things like that.
And you're just taking your time.
Yeah.
Actually, I've got a friend who's a singer who very recently told me that she doesn't call a makeup artist anymore, even for like TV shows, because she can't sit there or justify sitting there for like 3 hours doing nothing. She'd rather do herself and just like enjoy that process.
Right. But it's different. Like today I engaged a makeup artist to do my look. I don't think I could have achieved this on my own. Also because I'm too impatient for this.
Okay.
Oh my God, the falsies, what, 一根一根这样
Oh yes, yes, yes. Yeah, but that's the effect that you get. Like really, really nice.
Yeah, correct.
Nice. I love the glitters.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And so, this color really suits your skin tone as well.
Shout out to my makeup artist.
See what
it's Shout out Chris.
Shout out to Chris. Yeah.
So Viv, so as a you know makeup content creator as well as a full-time makeup artist, how often do you wear makeup?
So I have admin days and I have days where I'm either filming or going out to, you know, do makeup for people. Admin days, I usually don't wear anything because like I'm at home anyway. I don't like, you know, I'm just comfortable and I want my skin to breathe. Yeah. When I'm doing makeup for people, it's actually super minimal because like I'll be wearing the mask and everything, right? So like, I also don't need a lot of things.
Okay.
And the only time where I really wear like a full face, it would be when I'm either filming or when I have like events or anything that I'm going
to. So how, how many percent beat is this?
I would say this is pretty much 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a very natural beat.
I don't think I suit like very, very heavy makeup. So like I usually...
No, but that's how you know someone is skilled. There's probably like many steps in this.
Yeah.
But it looks so natural.
How long did it take for you to do this?
I would say today actually 30 minutes because I actually have extensions on. Yeah. So I usually take very, very long for lashes because like I really love the process and the look of like nice lashes. So I would say 30 minutes, including hair.
This is what guys think is no makeup.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's actually a lot,
it's a lot of
steps.
A lot of steps.
Skill and it's steps.
Lot, and it's like skincare first, then makeup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think makeup is so powerful. I always see on TikTok, right, these videos, especially of
the China one.
Asian creators, Vietnamese, Chinese, or Thai, where they do a before and after. And it's like a completely different person.
I've seen those.
I've seen a comment recently. I did this TikTok. And someone commented, like, okay, so in my TikTok video, there were snippets of me barefaced, right, going to work, preparing for the countdown show. And someone commented, wow, Hazel, you really look different without makeup.
Really?
And I was like, okay, first of all, is this an insult or is this just a comment? So I replied, oh yes, but I actually love this version of myself. To which he replied, yeah, you look good. And I was like, okay. But honestly, I feel like I'm a different person with and without makeup. Without makeup, I look so tired.
What's the point of wearing makeup if you're just going to look like the same person?
Right?
Like, the whole That's point so is you look different.
Guys, this is the problem with us, right? We find like a problem with everything that people say. So let me tell you, recently, somebody told me, actually, with and without makeup, you look the same lah. I got very angry lah. I said, I spent so much money for what?
And time for what?
It's true.
That's what my boyfriend tells me all the time. But he doesn't know what makeup is. It's fine.
I have a question for you. So, you know, like some people, like for example, fitness trainers, they'll say that their body or how they look, their physique is their business card. Do you feel like as a makeup artist, people look at your makeup and that's like, you know, they sort of like rate your work or how skilled you are based on your own makeup?
Yeah, definitely. I have to admit that sometimes I do feel the need to look good. When I tell people that like I'm a makeup artist, right? I need to make sure like, oh my gosh, like no smudging and everything. I feel like in the past I was a little bit more like uptight about it, probably now not as much, but I would say that right now how I see it is that it's not so much of how well my makeup is done, but it's more of like when people, honestly there are many good makeup artists out there, but I feel like right now people are looking into like the aesthetic that you're into. So for example, they look at my makeup, they're going, oh yeah, I think like for Vivian probably her style is a bit more like natural enhancement of like your natural features because they can see it on me. So I think it's more of that rather than like the, you know, like your eyeliner here, up here, down.
Yeah,
like
kind of, that's true. Yeah, like the overall like, feel.
Correct.
I think enhancement of natural features is, it's a very subtle kind of way that, that's one way to use makeup. So if let's say wearing makeup is a spectrum, right? That would be on the more like less transformative side of makeup. Then there's that whole side where it's like you look like a completely different person, right? The big, big full on glam. I've seen the comments on those videos. A lot of them are very supportive. Like, wow, that's incredible. You know, teach me tutorial. Some of them
make my blood boil. They're like, isn't this lying?
Isn't this cheating?
Yeah, you look like a completely different person. One wipe and it's gone. What do you guys think about that?
Oh my gosh, just because you're not patient enough to get your own makeup done doesn't mean you have the rights to comment on other people's efforts. That's what I think. You know, like in Chinese, there's a saying, 世界上没有丑女人,只有懒女人, which means there's no ugly women in the world, only lazy women.
Oh!
If you feel like you don't look up to your own standards, yeah, then just put in some work to do some makeup. Like, it would definitely help you look better.
I think like there was this TikTok video that I watched quite a while back, actually. So there was this creator that was saying that she always hear people say about like, oh, I could never wear so much makeup. But she was like, can you never wear it or can you never do it for yourself?
Oh.
So that was something that was like, oh, wow. You
know, and makeup is a skill.
It is.
Yeah. And doing makeup on yourself and doing makeup on someone else is
completely
very different.
Completely different.
Oh, it's totally different.
That's why I respect makeup artists so much. Because everybody's face is different. I've tried doing makeup on my friends before and it's impossible. I'm like, there's so many ridges on your face. You know what I mean? That are different from my own. Mm-hmm. And I can't figure out. So really big respect to makeup artists.
It's true. Yeah. And can I just say that just a week ago, actually, I was at home and then my mother walks in and she's like, actually, I'm going for dinner. Can you do my makeup? I was like, okay. And then in the half an hour, oh my God, my back was hurting. La.
Uh-huh.
I was like, how do they do this?
Do you have back problems?
Hey, I used to. Because like I'm a little bit taller. Yeah. So like when I first started out, I was very uptight about everything. Like I want to be like, you know, really lean in and make sure like the person's comfortable and things like that. So I will be the one who's moving around. So I'll be standing. But now I'm just like, before I arrive at the place, if it's a house call, I will ask, please prepare. Like these are the logistics that I'm going to need. So there will be a chair waiting for me. And then I will be like, yeah. So we're both comfortable. Because sometimes like towards the end of the session, you're like, you know, if you're uncomfortable, you're not able to do a good job anyway. Mm. So yeah, sit down next time.
There's no next time.
I think regardless, you know, if you choose to wear makeup or don't wear makeup or wear a lot of makeup or a little bit amount, you know, it's fine. That's your prerogative.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that cheating or lying, actually.
I think it's a skill. It's like...
It's art, no?
Yeah, it's a form of self-expression, right? Like, mm-hmm. for example, the clothes that you wear, yeah. it's your style. But mm-hmm. styling yourself is a skill. Mm. Makeup is just the same thing. It's something that you wear. Right. But it mm-hmm. doesn't mean that I'm trying to change who I am. Mm. It's just my face.
Where do you think this idea came from that, you know, someone is more beautiful if they already look beautiful without makeup or with less makeup? Because there seemed to be that idea floating around. Mm. And we don't say that about other things, mm. like clothes, for example, or, you know, like...
They always show compilations of K-pop idols without makeup. Mm. And the ones who look almost the same without makeup are always praised.
Mm. Mm.
What do you think about that?
I feel that it's probably because like the first thing that we think of when we see like a person is like the face, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the first idea that you get of somebody. Oh, is this person like... Probably some people rate how good looking this person is. Mm. And then secondary to that, they will look at like the outfit. So probably because like the face is the most immediate thing, and also probably because the makeup is done so well that you are really so easily deceived by the makeup rather than like the fit and things like that. I mean, the pursuit of beauty has always been there. Mm. Right? And it's always... we would be deceiving ourselves if we say like, oh, makeup has made people more superficial. The thing about physical beauty is that there is an aspect of it that has always been superficial anyway, but it is more of like how it has evolved over time that probably people's perceptions have leaned towards a certain...
Agree.
Yeah.
So here's the question. At what age did you girls started wearing makeup?
I remember very, very clearly when I was about 13.
Wow.
Right? I went into my mom's makeup drawer and I raided it. I'm sorry, mom. I took like half her makeup. And this was like, you know, like blue eyeshadow, you know, like the very old school.
That time, like that era.
Yeah, the old school stuff. And I raided her wardrobe and I would just experiment on myself. I'm pretty sure I can pull up photos for our producers of me looking like a mess, right?
Oh my God.
In the early days of me wearing makeup. It was just me having fun. And I would go out in... really
the makeup you've done for yourself.
Yeah, which is really bad.
But that's so cute though. That's so cute.
Yeah, so since a young age, I've always had a very keen interest in makeup, in beauty.
Pull the pictures out, please.
Okay.
We want to see it.
Yeah. I want to see it too.
I started performing at 11, so that was when I started getting makeup done on me. And probably that was also when I got interested to like, I also want to do it for myself, you know?
Oh, on that regard, then I started really young, like 7-8 years old, because of Chinese dance back in primary school. You know, whenever you perform, they had to put on makeup for you. But if you're asking like me doing makeup for myself, I think only secondary 3, secondary 4, about like 15-16 years old, that I started like doing it for myself. The first time I did it, it looked so awful. I don't know why I thought red eyeshadow would look good on me.
there was a trend at a certain choice. Point, though.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You thought I could achieve it.
Didn't it come back, like, recently?
Yes, it did. Yeah,
like, what did I call it,
The crying eyes. Yes, crying correct. Eyes look.
Oh what God. About you, Vivian?
Yeah, for myself, I actually started really early, 9.
Wow.
Yeah, like experimenting with makeup. And the interesting thing about my journey is that my mother actually does not put anything on her face, like with regards to makeup. Yeah. So for me, like my earliest memory of how I got into makeup, I used to read a lot of, there was this Japanese magazine called Pop Teen. Back in the day, I loved it. Oh my goodness, I would go to like the bookstore, right? I would like flip through, I would spend like half an hour there, and my mother was like, hey, what are you doing? But yeah, I started from there. And so when people started to pick on, like, oh, like she likes makeup, then they will buy me, you know, the children's like 小孩子 the makeup kit.
I'm convinced those are really bad for your skin,
honestly. They are. And then because my cousins are older, and so I would go read their like makeup drawer and everything. And then my mom, like, she would be so angry because the only time where I can put on makeup, of course, is outside of school. So like when I go tuition, I put bit kind of thing. Yeah. So like starting to experiment, I would say it was during that time. And yeah, it started from there for me.
Yeah, look at you. It's a career now for you.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I can't believe this is my life, honestly. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I really can't believe this is my life. Like, it started out as a hobby, as something that I thought, of course, along the way, like, there were times where makeup has been, like, a form of coping for me. There was a period of time where, like, I was really insecure about how I looked, you know, with my hooded lids and things like that. But I think, like, makeup has been with me throughout. And in the past, probably, people would have thought that, oh, if you even, like, start too early, lah, that kind of thing. Like, my family would think that. But now, it's my career right now. That's one thing. Secondly, it's also, like, it's been a journey of self-discovery, I think. Like, knowing what kind of makeup styles really, like, suit my kind of features. And, like, you know, for everybody as well.
And is your mom supportive?
Oh, she used to not be. But she is very now. She puts on makeup on herself now, so...
Did you teach her?
Yes, I did. Like a little bit, lah. Like just basic.
So yeah. Does she ask you to do it for her?
Yeah. Yes. She does. Yeah. Same like your mother also.
That's so
I think
cute.
Moms in the past also, because I started really young, and then like people like, oh, you didn't start too young. They would say these things, right? And then after that, they didn't want to start using makeup. Like, if you
then they ask you.
You know, what should I use? I'm like, oh, girl, like you.
Let me put you on. Let me tell you.
But I mean, like, I have so much fun doing it.
Yeah.
And
right.
It's so like, it's so exciting to see people like, in the beginning, like, feeling like, oh, makeup doesn't suit me and things like that. But starting to know, like, oh, actually, it's not because they don't look good with makeup, but it's because, like, probably there's another style, like, another way of doing it that will really, it's customized for them.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to do when I meet girls is to compliment their makeup. Like, I have this little cousin. She's about maybe 10 years or more younger than me. And she's always been beautiful. But this Chinese New Year was the first time I saw her in a full face of makeup that she obviously did herself.
Oh my gosh, that's
and so cool. I was like, taken aback. I just went to her and I'm like, you are so gorgeous. Like, you were already gorgeous, but I love the look. And you can just tell, like, after that, right, she walked around with this air of confidence in her flowy dress. She was so happy about it. And like, just seeing, you know, girls grow up and discover makeup for themselves.
Oh my gosh.
And giving them that confidence, right? It's not about putting
extra boost.
It's not about something fake, but sometimes you need a little bit of help along the way.
No, here's the thing, like, it's not that we're trying to hide something or change something, but sometimes, right, let's say I've been at home for like 3-4 days. Let's say I don't go out and I've just been a mess. I look TPT lah, trailer park tram, right? And then at some point, I'll just feel like, oh my God, I'm so tired of being ugly.
Right.
Like,
let me just slay today.
Yes. The minute you dress up and like, okay, let me put on some makeup, some nice clothes, and finally stop being ugly. And then you just feel like,
better about yourself, more confident. Actually, I feel like the best part about makeup is that it makes you feel more confident. Even if you are dressed in a cotton tee and shorts and you go out, right? As long as you have some makeup on, you feel like, today's going to be a good day.
Yeah, and it's not for people. It's just really for yourself.
Yeah. What is your least favorite part of wearing makeup then, girls?
Oh, I know mine, absolutely. Washing the brushes. It's the bane of my existence, especially with your eyeshadow brushes, right? So I used to wash my brushes. Vivian's going to...
No.
I used to wash my brushes like once a year.
I want to say Hush is a safe space, but okay,
and then
baby,
I got conjunctivitis.
Oh no!
So because I didn't wash my brushes, right. Then since then, now I wash them like still not as often as I should be. But I, how often should I be washing? My personal brushes, no one else uses them.
Once every 3 days? Is that pushing
it? What?
No? I feel like, actually, honestly, you have like the deep cleansing, right?
Mm. Yes.
Sometimes what I do, if I really have no time to go and like deep cleanse, I would just spray like alcohol spray. Yeah, so that helps a little bit. Yeah, but of course, if there's pigment and if it's liquid, then obviously just wash it after every use. Like if you use like foundation brushes. As
after
personally,
every use?
Personally, yeah. No, because like, as in for me, if I use foundation brushes, right, I feel like it gets a little bit gunky. Mm. So it like, the application is not as smooth. I mean, like, you don't have to do that. Don't feel judged, please. Yeah. But personally, I had to validate you also because I hate washing brushes. I absolutely hate it. And as a makeup artist, like, I have to wash it every single time. Like, even for like powder brushes or anything, I can't just spray, you know, because it's not sanitary if I'm using it for different people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so please, it's okay. Like, it's a safe space.
No more conjunctivitis for me.
Yeah, but also because like I get like styes very often. Yeah. Yeah, so I try to keep
it extra cautious.
Yeah, correct. Otherwise, it's very painful. Mm.
For me, it's absolutely the amount of time it takes to do your makeup.
Oh,
the patience. I can't. I would rather sit there for 2 hours to get someone to do it for me.
Really?
And then I do my work. I do things that actually contribute to my career. Mm. That's how I would like trade off. What about you? What's your least favorite part of wearing makeup?
My brows are the bane of my existence.
She spends so much time on the brows.
I really do. Perfect, though. They really are.
You have to remember, they are sisters, not twins.
I know, I try to remind myself of that. But because of how particular I am of it, it's the bane of my existence.
Drop the brow routine.
I will.
What about you, Vivian?
For me,
apart from washing your brushes.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge one. I would say the fact that it's not always very good for your skin. Yeah, the fact that, you know, sometimes when, like, after a full day, depending on the products that you use, and the duration in which you wear your makeup for, it feels like your skin gets like very suffocated. So like probably that is like the worst thing, I feel.
Yeah, I've been into double cleansing recently, especially on heavy makeup
days.
It's the
best thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I just love the feeling of a clean face after every last bit of makeup is gone.
Yes, the squeaky clean.
Yes, yes.
I love it.
The real skin, like, oh, my skin can breathe.
This kind is when Jemmy's gonna pull out. Sometimes she calls me in the morning and...
So one time I was rooming with Azura in a hotel after a friend's wedding. And in the morning I wake up, right? And I turn over and she went out that night. So I didn't see her till I woke up. And I turn over and she's facing the other side. But on the pillow,
oh no,
there's like her face imprinted into the pillow.
Oh my goodness.
You can see the foundation. Then there's blush, there's lipstick, there's a bit of eyeliner. The brows, yeah. Her face is there, but her head is on the other side.
Azura can really go to bed without removing her makeup.
She can.
You did it in the States as well when we were rooming together.
Jesus. Babe.
And your skin is still looking really good.
How unfair is that?
Oh my God.
God's favorite.
Really?
Oh, and her lashes also like...
I have been trying to stop this habit.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You should, baby.
Now I do my very best. I have even... put my oil cleanser right next to my door.
Oh.
In my room.
Okay.
So wherever the chest is, so I've put it right on top next to the door. So I walk in, I pump first.
So no turning back lah after you.
You have to also make sure your hands are clean as you pump it. You know that,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct. Yes. In my room door, sorry. Not like my house.
Okay. Hand hygiene is very important.
So
before
important.
You touch your face. Yeah, all that bacteria can get into your skin as well. You know, wearing makeup, you know, is all fun and games and all that. But I think when it comes to a point where you can't leave the house without makeup, and I know, you know, some friends who have struggled with that, does that become a problem? You can't even go out of your door if you don't have makeup on.
I don't think so.
You don't think that's a problem?
Really? I don't think that's a problem. I think that's just a girl's discipline and drive to want to make herself look good. Hey, I respect that, you know.
But what if she's just going down to the coffee shop or tapao?
If it makes you feel happy, then slap on makeup and go. As long as you're happy, nothing else matters.
Oh.
That's what I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying that. Because like, honestly, there was a period of time in my life where I could not leave the house without makeup.
What did you feel at that time?
Okay, so I was in uni at that time, actually. And I realized that I could not leave the house without a full face of makeup. Yeah. So when I realized it was kind of like a, you know, like, oh my gosh. Like, I realized that I have such a big insecurity about that. I remember texting my girlfriend. So I have this really close group of girlfriends. I was texting, I was like, guys, it's like, I feel like I have a problem. And I was like, I want to take the train. It was really dramatic, lah, okay? Then I was like tearing up a little bit. And I realized that, and also because I was so stressed, like in school and stuff, and like my skin wasn't doing really well also, and probably also contributed to that insecurity as well. I felt like it was a huge problem for me. I just felt really insecure about, you know, my bare face at the time.
And what did your girls say?
I can't remember what they said actually, but they were just very supportive about like, oh, so what do you think? Like, I mean, just do it if you want to, you know, go out with a full face of makeup. Otherwise, then like, what is your next course of action kind of thing? And personally, like, I actually decided to go 5 days without makeup.
Oh, that's
like,
nice.
Like like exposure therapy of sorts, you know, a little bit. Yeah, but of course, like, because I remember I had a huge zit over here and I just could not like leave it alone.
Just conceal it then? Just
no, like, you know, I did not. I went to cut a plaster, right? Then I get pissed. Like, I look a little bit badass, you know?
I got in a fight kind of feeling.
Yeah, and so I remember, like, after that, I felt like, after 5 days, like, nothing much, well, okay, well, never mind. But it's not so much of, like, after that, I was able to, you know, I just went around my day without makeup or anything. But it was just that feeling of feeling free that I could enjoy makeup, you know, and really just enjoy the process without feeling the stress of, like, oh my gosh, like, what if, like, this is not concealed and things like that. Mm. Yeah, so I think that was a little part of my journey in makeup wearing.
I think it's about being comfortable in your own skin, be it if you have makeup on or if you don't have makeup on. Mm. This person on Reddit actually said this. I believe women are wearing makeup just for men.
Don't make me angry,
girl.
Okay, I think women wear makeup, right, to feel more confident.
Yes.
Right? And if it's like I'm going on a date, does that mean I'm wearing it for the man? Not exactly, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not entirely wrong to say that. Yes, I do want to look cute because I am interested in this guy. Mm. That's fine. Yeah. Right? What's wrong with that?
And if I were a guy, I would appreciate if my partner always wants to look good beside me when we go out together. Mm. Then, of course, I do my part to make sure I look good as well.
That's what my partner says. He always says, you look the same with and without makeup. The thing that Azura got very angry at just now. He says that. But when I have a full glam on, he's like, wow, you look really different, like really sexy today. Things like that. Mm. Then don't say it right. Like, they don't understand what makes it different, but it does make a difference.
Right. Yeah. A guy complimented my makeup today. He was She was like, I love your makeup today. It looks like really light. It looks natural, like not overly done up.
It's all skills, darling.
I know. Yeah. So many layers in this. Shout out to Chris. Yeah. But I felt really happy receiving that compliment.
Mm-hmm. As a makeup artist and as somebody who really loves makeup, that's my personal view. If I were to say that I'm doing it 100% for myself and not for other people at all.
That's also like, a little bit of a lie.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a lie, honestly. But I mean, I speak for myself. With regards to like makeup application, we were saying that it's like very therapeutic and things like that. It's an art form. It's like how the painters, like they use like canvas, right? Like the canvas is just the face.
Of course.
Yeah, so it's kind of like you enjoy the process. But if you go out there and people appreciate it, you feel good. Because like, oh yeah, firstly, I mean, choma. Yeah. My skills, you know, that kind of thing.
But that's not to say like, we don't appreciate a man who tells us, oh, you look good without makeup. I think that's sweet as well. But if you want to like do it for yourself.
I know I said angry just now, but yeah, please tell me like I also know, look nice without makeup. Thank you very much.
We also like that actually.
Oh my God, you look so good.
If a man can't love you just as much with or without makeup, then that is a different problem that y'all need to go and work out, right?
Yeah. Like, what do you think if someone says that's too much makeup? Especially guys, they like to say this, huh?
Well, I have literally never had a guy say this to me in the past 7 years.
No one has ever said that to me. That's too much makeup.
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever heard like, because I hear this from guys quite a bit. Mm. If it's not you, it's about someone else. Let's say you're out and you're like, wow, the fellow wears too much makeup for what? Have you heard this?
Actually, I have heard it like people said to me.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm. Also because I started makeup when I was really young. I remember like there were times where I went out with my friends. Like obviously I'll be only on wearing makeup, right? So like I would hear that. And to me, it's just like, y'all don't know. Like, seriously, honestly, I honestly cannot really like remember how I felt. I just thought like, I just do what I want to do.
Yeah, agree.
You know? Like, I'm like in my self-discovery journey of like what I like, you know. And I always thought to myself that I'm an artist. This is my canvas. Yeah. You're looking at my art.
Okay? Oh, I love it.
Like, yeah, really.
She belongs to the museum, honey.
Okay, so here are some ways some women have responded to the question, why women wear makeup.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
Some women have said that because wearing makeup is fun, it's creative, they like the way it enhances their looks. Some people, also says, I wear a cat eye almost every day.
Ooh.
I've been doing it since I was 16.
Wow.
Wow, wow.
And it feels like as much a part of me as the sound of my voice. Well, I guess this is what you call a signature look.
Yeah. That's really identity. It's become your identity.
Oh my God.
Can I just say that in my teenage years, I had a face.
I hope there are no photos anymore.
I
want to
see a photo. What is it?
I had a face. Purple lipstick.
Really?
Wow.
How come I can imagine that on a Zoom?
Actually, I can also. Why?
I had a purple lipstick face.
Like deep purple?
It's this specific MAC shade. I can't remember what it's called.
We have to see a photo.
So it's like full.
Full of it.
Wow.
Wow. Love it.
And what are some of the comments that you've gotten?
It just became like a, it's a Zeros thing.
Oh, see? Which means you pull it off, what, right? Yeah.
I don't know. Like, now I think about it, I'm like, what?
I want to see that.
I don't know if I can find. I try. If not, I'll just go back and buy the thing now.
And put it off.
Maybe I'll bring it back. Like, you know, this look.
You'll bring it back soon, a bit.
I think makeup trends change, right? Like in the past, it was about like liquid lipstick and really strong brows or, you know, really like contoured face. Mm-hmm. Then there's like a whole natural movement coming in now and things like that.
No, it was clean girl. And then now we're going into mob wife.
Yeah, mob wife look. Trends change. But what's important is that learning what kind of makeup style suits your face and your features, right? There's someone here that actually said on Reddit, I don't wear makeup because I'm really overweight and my face is no longer attractive. I feel like it's like putting lipstick on a pig. This person said that about themselves. Yeah.
Babe, don't. I feel like makeup works for every face shape, no matter how round or how thin you are.
Yeah.
It's meant to enhance your look. So don't ever think that way, okay?
As a makeup artist, Viv, like what would you say to someone that feels that way?
Yeah. So actually, like recently online on TikTok, you'll start to see a lot of people talking about this thing called like personal style. I don't know if you have heard of it, but like there was another creator that also popularized this thing called like the 8 makeup archetypes.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
So I feel like that's a great thing to look at, especially if you always felt like, oh, like I just don't look good with makeup because of my size or because of my face shape, my eye shape and things like that, like how the features come together. Mm-hmm. But what I love about like this whole personal style direction of thinking in terms of beauty is that it's not about the, you know, in the past we always say like, oh, this is pretty, this is not pretty. But now it's like, what is your style? What do you like about your features, firstly? What do you want to enhance? Mm. So for example, if you feel like putting lipstick, she talked about lipstick and she doesn't really like that look, then fine, go easy on the lipstick. Probably do like a tinted like lip balm. And then I don't do your brows, frame your face a little bit. I feel like there's definitely space for every individual in this makeup space for you to experiment and explore. And if you feel like in the beginning, like you don't feel confident in it, it's okay. Like take breaks, you know, try different things. I think the more important thing, if you are really serious about getting into it, then don't give up. Like, have fun with it. It's not so serious. Honestly, makeup is about having fun.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Is it a problem if I get so lazy these days that I really don't mind going anywhere without makeup?
No, that's great.
That's great. Your skincare is great then, it means.
So the next Hush podcast, we should have come with no makeup today.
Oh, we should.
We should have done that.
One request. Can I please have brows?
No.
Oh.
It's no makeup.
Then you go and get embroidery.
I was thinking about it. I really was.
Regardless, I think makeup, like Viv said, is so versatile, right? There's so many different ways that it can suit your face. And at the end of the day, a lot of women find it empowering.
Correct.
Yeah, they find that it's sort of like their alone time. Right? Especially those who enjoy the process. It's this very intimate kind of time you spend with yourself, you know, thinking, what colors do I put on? You know, how do I want to sculpt my face today? What kind of look am I going for today? It's a lot of effort going into that. Right. And it's self-care. Mm-hmm. It's self-love. Mm. It's like putting a hair mask on. Same concept.
All right. So we have learned a lot from this episode. But Viv, any last words for women out there? Mm-hmm. Be it whether like they like to put on makeup or not.
I feel that makeup has become very, very widely available for everybody. And even like right now on social media, right? You're, like, you are able to have access to a lot of tutorials and things like that. I would say that if you feel intimidated by it, please do not. Like, honestly, it's not that serious. Like, makeup is fun, you know, if you like get into it. Like, just have fun with it. And if you feel like you're not so good at it, like in the beginning, it's totally fine. And eventually, I hope like people see makeup as like a journey of self-discovery, like really knowing what suits your features. And I feel like at a certain point, you'll be like, hey, like I'm able to use makeup as an enhancement rather than like hiding. Yeah, I feel like that's so important.
I actually saw a makeup artist say like, I don't understand why people are so afraid to put on makeup. Like, you know, you can take it off, right?
I think I've seen true.
Yes, right?
Yeah, and I feel like TikTok is a very good platform for people who don't know how to already apply makeup to learn. Like, you can just follow Vivian, Viv's Beauty Notes, right? Like, just learn step by step, one thing at a time. Eyeshadow, how to put blush, how to put lipstick. And I'm sure one day you'll get there.
She has a very gentle demeanor that makes me feel like I'm watching my friend teaching me how to do makeup. Yeah,
Thank you. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, go and check it out. She also has a lot of like beauty hacks, makeup hacks, skincare. It's not just, you know, how to do makeup. Yeah, so check her out, Viv's Beauty Notes.
Yes. And if you like this episode, you can also follow us on Instagram at itsclarity.co for more.
That's right. You can listen to us on Me Listen, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, turn on your notification.
And check us out on YouTube if you want to rate our makeups. Okay. Thank you so much, Vivian, for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. And always remember that, you know, makeup doesn't change who you are. Who you are is already within you.
Yeah. Do what you want to, wear what you want to, you do you, boo.
Yeah, be confident, girl. Thank you so much, Vivian.
Thank you, Vivian. Thank you very much. Bye, guys.
Bye.